This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami Kayshawn, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 157, and our topic of discussion today is it's time to listen. Shh. And listen. How are you doing today? Are you being intentional with this day? We're on our Thursday podcast, so we're heading towards a glorious weekend. I declare it for all of us. But in this moment, on this day, you know, in order to get the deal of the day, you must be intentional. Yeah, I know. I get it. Somebody gonna try to throw some BS your way. I know. I get it. Somebody gonna try to sell you some stuff that you over here side-eyeing, like, why they keep trying me. I get it. You're still cute, though. So put a smile on your face and make this day work for you. Be quiet. Hush your mouth. Some people may even respond to shut up. It's time to listen. That's what I want to talk about today. Do you realize that in our generation where we have so much noise going on right now, I mean, it's loud noise. Listening is still a powerful tool that is grossly underused and undervalued. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're hearing a bunch of stuff. We're hearing a bunch of crap. But listening is still undervalued. Do you kind of agree? But honestly, I think with, you know, 4K HD this and Blu-ray that and, you know, simulated 3D stuff. And we've been so intrigued and stimulated with our sight that we're giving so much dependency on what we see. It's as if our sight is the holy grail of the transmitter of information. I mean, we do this a lot in simple stuff. Like, you've probably been there because I have. I won't try something that people are like, but it's really good for you. For instance, I'm going to tell you one thing that I look at and I say, I'm good. Quinoa, is that how you pronounce it? Couscous, all that little stuff like that. I just look at it and go, it don't look right. So I'm not going to taste it. My sisters, like, I love guacamole. But they look at it and say, it just don't look right. We all do this. But then I can remember Febreze doing commercials where they would put people in junky atmospheres, but they would blindfold them. And then just tell them to use their nose to tell them what do they feel they would see according to the senses of their nose and what they smell. And most people were describing things that were just totally contrasting to what the actual audience saw because it was just full of mess and disgustingness, right? And so I just think we deal so much around trusting this sight of ours because of all the stimulated experiences that I guess we receive, that it has become the holy grail of our transmitting of information. And this particular podcast is to talk to the person who truly has a dream, who truly has something that has been spoken into their spirit or into their mind to bring forth, but yet you're not listening because it's not unfolding the way that you have desired, or you felt like you have somewhat listened and you've executed a little bit, but since you're not seeing it come into fruition the way you feel like it should, or if it's not coming together in the time frame that you feel like it should, you're now depending on your sight because everything else around you seems like it's falling into place, but the thing that you want to execute and bring out into the world just doesn't look the way it should to you. And so now you've stopped listening to that dream, to that purpose, to that assignment. Depending on your sight is not a bad thing. I think it's a great thing to see, but it is sort of kind of a disservice. And I'll just go ahead and say it is kind of a bad thing for those of you who are looking to truly step into your purpose and bring into fruition the assignment that is on your life. This podcast will not be for everybody because not everybody believe on the levels that I believe. I believe in something that is definitely supernatural to me. I don't believe what I see is just what is. As I speak further about this, this may not be for everybody, but if there is some piece of value for you in it, please take it and run with it. And I pray it's in a positive way, but you know, hey, I can't save the world. But anywho, back to the lesson at hand. Why did I bring this whole listening thing up? Why is it important for me to bring it up? First, let me talk about the fact that I was inspired to talk about this from a sermon that I just heard this past Sunday. And the pastor just blew my, you know, the top of my head off with the message. And it was just so delicious. I had to share it in my own way with my girl to woman family. And of course, I wanted to speak on it in my way of thinking and feeling or whatever. And so why I feel this is important is because the skill of listening, the art of listening, is such a faith builder. It's such a belief builder that if you undervalue it, you're undervaluing your gift. You're undervaluing your purpose, especially for those of you who may be in a season of frustration or a season of irritation because something isn't coming out the way that you feel like it should as of yet. I know we have a problem with eventually. We have a problem with not right now. Because we are of a right now, I need it real time generation. But don't stop listening to what has been spoken into your mind or into your spirit for you to bring forth. I really hope that that makes sense. When it comes to listening, that means you have to hear something. And of course, when you hear something, it may sound good to you, but when you speak it out for others to hear it, it may sound crazy as all get out. But that's the point. It wasn't spoken to them. But think about something like Walt Disney. To only try to sell someone on a talking rat and make a cartoon out of it and make kids love it, if you will. It probably didn't make sense to a lot of people, but that didn't stop him from listening so that he could bring forth what it was that he was supposed to bring forth. It's no different from, I'm sure, when telephones were just in our homes and it was, you know, you had the operator had to connect you to someone, and then all of a sudden the operator became obsolete, and then only thing we needed was to have certain area codes and then the number, and then you can contact a person. And now I don't even really know many people with a house phone because it's connected to us at all times. So I'm sure all these things sounded crazy or awkward, or people rejected them at first, but to the person that it was spoken to bring it forth, they had to be willing to continue to listen. Because as the pastor had said at church, which it just resonated so well with me. He said, God spoke a thing before we saw a thing. And he was like, you know, of course, in the very beginning of the book of Genesis, it was, he said, let there be light, and then it was. And even if you don't even take it from a biblical standpoint, I'll give someone more of a tangible. Let's go with a game like Bop It or Simon Says. If you expect to win Bop It or Simon Says, you got to be a great listener. You can't win it without being a great listener. Because before you can touch anything, you have to listen to what's being spoken to you. And then you act on it. So it's no different from your dream or your vision. Listen. It may sound crazy, and many people may reject it. You may be acting on it, and it's not coming together in the physical the way that you should, and now you're frustrated, and you're becoming a little bit hard-headed on your listening. But I dare you to be quiet. And for my hard-headed folks, shut up and listen. I believe this thing has been spoken to you or given to you is not just for you. And please don't get it twisted. I'm not telling you this thing is going to be like, oh, I'm going to speak it or I'm going to listen and it's just going to come together. No, you already know there has to be adversity. You need adversity for the journey. So understand that the formula will be kind of hard to figure out. But the point is, continue to listen. And another tidbit I want to add is it's different levels to this. The assignment of Walt Disney was totally different from the assignment of Martin Luther King. Two totally different assignments. Two totally different ways of listening. So know that there are levels to this. Some of us will have something that's still more seemingly easy or less stressful or whatever. And then some of us will have a calling or an assignment on our lives that it's going to take a lot out of you in every area. But and just listen, because it was given to you, and I think it's important that you get it out so you can share it with the world. Time to share your 2 to 5 cents about the podcast. You can head on over to aniejohnson.com/S157 and leave your thoughts. We are in a season of needing to listen more because there has been something that's been spoken in us that we must get out. Please feel free to share this podcast with a friend or family member today and leave me a review on iTunes or Stitcher Radio if you're listening to me on the go. It would truly help me out. Know that you are awesome even on your worst day. I love you guys. I'm out of here.